Starting things off today on The Good Stuff with a message from Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed that they're not the glossy urban agri magazine. True enough, they've bypassed the glitz for real, hard-hitting ranching news. Our readers come for one thing, that's authentic agricultural insights. And I reckon that you'll forgive the rustic style when you see the content. Visit them online at TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And the countdown is here, folks. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. It's coming up the end of this month. It starts January 26th. Of course, that's on a Friday, and it goes through February 3rd in Rapid City, the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. They have so much going on. There's cattle shows, horse shows, extreme bull riding, ranch rodeo, bronc for breakfast. There's boots and a beer festival. There's concerts. Too many events to mention. Make sure you make your plans now and check it all out online. BlackHillsStockShow.com.
What do we have to start the program today, Kimberly?
Well, I've got a good murder mystery.
Oh, a murder mystery. Interesting.
Yeah. Not even Law and Order to attempt to capture this mess. This is an unbelievable twist of fate. At the 1994 annual awards dinner given for forensic science, President Dr. Don Harper Mills astounded his audience with the legal complications of a bizarre death. Here it goes. On March 23, 1994, the medical examiner viewed the body of Ronald Opus and concluded that he died from a gunshot wound to the head. Mr. Opus had jumped from the top of the 10-story building intending to commit suicide. He left a note to the effect indicating his despondency. As he fell past the 9th floor, his life was interrupted by a shotgun blast passing through a window which killed him instantly. Neither the shooter nor the deceased was aware that a safety net had been installed just below the 8th floor level to protect some building workers, and that Ronald Opus would not have been able to complete his suicide the way he had planned. The room on the 9th where the shotgun blast emanated was occupied by an elderly man and his wife. They were arguing vigorously, and he was threatening her with a shotgun. The man was so upset that when he pulled the trigger, he completely missed his wife, and the pellets went through the window, striking Mr. Opus. When one intends to kill Subject A but kills Subject B in an attempt, one is guilty of the murder of Subject B. When confronted with the murder charge, the old man and his wife were both adamant and both said that they thought the shotgun was not loaded. The old man said it was a long-standing habit to threaten his wife with the unloaded shotgun. He had no intention to murder her, therefore the killing of Mr. Opus appeared to be an accident. That is, assuming the gun had been accidentally loaded. The continuing investigation turned up a witness who saw the old couple's son loading the shotgun about 6 weeks prior to the fatal accident. It transpired that the old lady had cut off her son's financial support, and the son, knowing the propensity of his father to use the shotgun threateningly, loaded the gun with the expectation that his father would shoot his mother. Since the loader of the gun was aware of this, he was guilty of the murder even though he didn't actually pull the trigger. The case now becomes one of the murder on the part of the son for the death of Ronald Opus. Now comes the twist.
Now's the twist.
Yeah. Further investigation revealed that the son was, in fact, Ronald Opus. He had become increasingly despondent over the failure of his attempt to engineer his mother's murder. This led him to jump off the 10-story building on March 23rd, only to be killed by a shotgun blast passing through the 9th-story window. The son, Ronald Opus, had actually murdered himself. So the medical examiner closed the case as a suicide. This is a true story.
Really?
Yep. How crazy is that?
You can't make that stuff up.
That's right.
Here's a good start on your New Year's resolutions. How many of you out there have kept your resolutions here the first 10 days or so of the year? Here's a good one for you. Throw out non-essential numbers. That includes age, weight, and height.
That's a good plan. I like it.
And number two, keep only cheerful friends. The grouches pull you down. If you really need a grouch, there are probably family members that would fill that need. And also, keep learning. Learn more about the computer, crafts, gardening, whatever. Just never let the brain stand idle. And enjoy the simple things. When the children are young, that is all that you can afford. When they are in college, that is all that you can afford. When they are grown and you're on retirement, that is all you can afford. Some good starts on New Year's resolutions here on today's program. Be sure to send those items to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.